Time for a look at the news on a Tuesday. It's the 18th day of May for 2021. Well, firefighters from Calaveras Consolidated, CAL FIRE, San Andreas, and McCallamy Hill responded to several vegetation fires yesterday in the Valley Springs area. Two small fires were reported on Lime Creek Road. Now, they're suspicious in nature and are under investigation by CAL FIRE. The third vegetation fire involved a half acre near Rancho Road and was started by a push-behind weed trimmer. Now, fire officials in both Calaveras and Amador County remind residents that all outdoor burning has been suspended until the end of the current fire season. And again, a reminder for you, please do the right thing with the right equipment at the right time. Meaning, the person that was using this push-behind weed trimmer, that fire started after noon. And again, fire officials remind us, if we're going to be using equipment like weed eaters, lawnmowers, trimmers like that, we should use them when the humidities are the highest in the early morning or in the late evening.
And Amador County residents should be aware, the Amador Fire Protection District will conduct a live training burn near Bush Street in Plymouth today and tomorrow. Smoke, flames, and fire apparatus, along with firefighters, will be visible in the area. Please be aware, this is a planned live training event. Do not call emergency services if you see smoke and flames at that location. Now, Amador Fire personnel and engines will be on site starting this morning with plans to ignite the interior portion of the structure around 9 this morning. All precautions have been taken to ensure the training stays controlled. Now, AFPD will have multiple resources on scene, as well as water tenders around the home to ensure that no spot fires occur. Now, should you have any questions, feel free to call AFPD headquarters at 223-6391.
And meeting last night, the Jackson Planning Commission approved a new event center and a roundabout. Jim and Bobby Lawton had asked the city for a planned development amendment to utilize approximately 20,000 square feet of their 40-acre property located off of Clinton Road for events, including concerts, weddings, parties, and other gatherings. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to approve the request with the conditions that the Lawtons only hold approximately 2 events per month for up to 24 events per year, with a maximum capacity suggestion of 300 people per event. Peak use of the event center will be the months of May through September, and hours of operation will be limited to 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., with most events occurring on a Friday or Saturday. Parking for the event center will utilize a portion of the adjacent Raley's supermarket parking lot. And the Planning Commission also reviewed additional supplemental information on the Sutter Street extension. The project is designed to take the bulk of traffic off Hoffman and onto Sutter Street. Sutter is the preferred route due to the signal at the intersection with Highway 49. Hoffman ties into the highway with just a stop sign. Now, after much discussion with a representative of the city's consulting firm and city staff, the commission voted 3-1 for a roundabout located about 400 feet west of the Swenson property on Hoffman. The roundabout will be the connecting intersection of Sutter and Hoffman. The recommendation will now go to the City Council for final approval. The majority of the project will be paid for with regional transportation funds and could be built out by 2023.
Well, Calaveras County Sheriff Office marijuana team eradicated over $3.5 million in illegal marijuana at two separate grows earlier this month. May 5th, a search warrant served at a property off Whiskey Slide Road in Mountain Ranch. Deputies seized 1,973 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $1,970,000. Garbage and debris scattered throughout the site and improvised and unpermitted electrical connections discovered. Search warrants have previously been served at this location back in 2017 and last year in 2020. Now on May 6th, an unrelated search warrant served at a property off Rocky Road in San Andreas. Deputies there seized 2,394 growing marijuana plants with an estimated total value exceeding $1,675,000. Now, this site contained unpermitted structures and debris scattered throughout the area. The site subject to a previous search warrant last year in 2020. No suspects were contacted, but evidence was collected at both grow sites. Investigations continue. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And the Calaveras Public Health Department reports a new COVID-related death. It's the 55th death since the pandemic began last year. There are seven new cases in Calaveras since Friday, with the county's total COVID cases at 2,143. There are currently eight active cases. Recoveries have increased to 2,080 total. No Calaveras residents are hospitalized. Calaveras reports 32,954 vaccinations given and 42,099 COVID tests in total. Calaveras and Amador counties remain in the orange tier of the state's blueprint for a safer economy. The latest tier levels will be announced later today. Individuals in Calaveras and Amador may also register at myturn.ca.gov to schedule vaccine appointments. You can also call 833-422-4255 if you do not have an email or computer access.
Well, it looks like another 4 weeks of wearing masks for Californians. Yesterday, State Health and Human Service Secretary Dr. Mark Galley explained mask requirements might be changing elsewhere in the country, but in California, the mask mandate will stay in effect till June 15th. Now, according to Dr. Galley, this four-week period will give Californians time to prepare for the change, while health officials continue the focus on delivering vaccines, particularly to underserved communities and those hardest hit throughout the pandemic. Galley's clarification of the masking order came in response to other states lifting their mask requirements after CDC, U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says it is safe for people that have been vaccinated to skip face coverings and social distancing in most scenarios. Now, the CDC made a similar announcement, adding that people should still wear masks in locations such as airplanes, buses, hospitals, and prisons. California's positivity rate for COVID-19 has fallen below 1%, and more than 34.5 million doses of vaccine have been administered as the state goes forward to fully reopening the economy.
And later today, the Amador County Public Health Department will hold vaccination clinic. Now, the vaccination clinic will feature a Pfizer vaccine, which is available for those 12 years and older, and the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine, which is for those 18 and older. The clinic runs from 1 to 5 today. If you would like to register for a time, again, they have more slots available later in the day, like from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, kind of jammed up there, but they have later in the day. Go to myturn.ca.gov. Again, walk-ins are welcome between 1 and 4. The Health and Human Services Building located, again, on Conductor Boulevard off of Lower Ridge Road.
And swim lessons will be offered at the Jackson Pool this summer. Information can be obtained by going online to the City of Jackson website. Now, registration is by mail, open until June 3rd. Jackson will be the only pool giving lessons this year in the county. Again, for more information, visit the Jackson City website.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.